Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, John.
How are you?
I'm real good. How are you?
Yeah, great.
So I'm taping this call for a dub lab.
I heard that, yeah.
I'm not, you know, like a professional journalist or anything. So I was hoping, you know, we could get off topic a bit rather than just me sticking to a list of formulated questions.
Sure, so yeah, yeah.
Feel the need to interrupt or bring up anything you want.
No, I'll do my best to help.
You know, I thought as an intro, the best I think I can do is tell you my own experience of how I got into you know, your stuff. And that's the Joy Division movie. I grew up in like the late 80s and the, you know, in 90s musically, and I think you were maybe sort of busy with other things at that time, so I didn't know anything about you. In the middle of that movie, you were playing yourself, and I think you do Chicken Town, maybe.
Yeah.
And I just went, yeah. What the fuck is this? Who is that? What, you know, what's going on? What, you know, what have I missed here? And I just went digging through the internet for anything I could find, which wasn't a ton. And I was able to find a copy of the Innocence EP at, you know, a local record shop.
Where do you get that?
Did
you get that Amoeba Records?
No, it was at a shop in Burbank called Atomic, which is a nice little shop. It's easy to get the impression that you're, you know, sort of an obscure cult figure, maybe. A lot of people don't know, or if you know, you know, that sort of thing. But then in brushing up for this interview a bit, you know, I watched some UK stuff, and it's such an incredible difference. You're in school curriculums, you're on tests.
Yeah.
It's very different. You know, you're an absolute bona fide celebrity in your home country.
Oh yeah, I'm kind of part of the mainstream entertainment business in England. I had every gift that a society can, without being made change. You know, I've had every gift that a man of letters can possibly receive. In terms of decoration, you know, I'm a doctor now. Yeah. But the greatest gift of all is the affection of the British people and people all over the world. You know, the more the merrier, I say. You know, it's my I won't stop until every man jack on the planet knows my name.
Well, I guess that's that kind of leads to a question. Is that what coming? You know, I went to see you at Lupita in November, and now you're back.
Thanks. That was so good.
It was a great
night.
I could tell you, it just seemed like you were having a great time.
Well, you know, I was at work, but, you know, it ain't work.
Sure, sure.
You know, thank God this is my job, because I just can't do anything else.
One thing I noticed was the music record. I'm a bit, like, I think the music record that you made is incredible. This is a couple of records I've heard.
Thanks.
But in the documentary, I sense like a little bit of maybe, you know, it seems like there's a touch of disdain for Martin Hannett amongst a few people, and maybe people thought that the music itself compromised, you know, your art.
Well, you know, the way I had it planned, you know, I didn't need a temperamental artist. You know, the way I had it planned, I was going to be bigger than Sinatra. but, you know, Martin Hannett, the late Martin Hannett, he valued self-expression over commercial opportunism. Wow. So really, I made my quest for world domination, I've made a few mistakes.
Is that something you'd do again?
What, make a record with? No. It seems like 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
That really is so not what I do now. It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
But as a commercial venture, it was a non-starter. How was I to know? I was the kid who wanted in. You know, I had that unfortunate combination of greed and stupidity.
just
name one guy that did well out of that combination.
It doesn't look like you're doing too bad.
No, I ain't waving the victim flag, that's for sure. No, in the words of Jimmy Cagney, top of the world, ma.
Yeah, right. So that's part. America's just on the menu now. This is part of your regular touring.
Can you say that again, kid? I'm in a really noisy place.
Coming to America. That's part of the plan now. Like this is I intend to be
a regular commuter.
Cool. That's great.
And you're gonna get sick of the sight of me, chum.
I hope to.
I love America. Everything I value in life has come from America. Apart from my wife, who's French. Pardon?
Is that L.A.? Is that a place? Would you move here? Would you move to America?
I'm too old to move to America.
Sure.
You know, I'm quite, you know, old. I need a social medicine.
Right, and we don't have it.
I love America, and particularly Los Angeles. Like I say, everything magical in my life has come out of that town.
What do you like to do here on your days off?
Pardon?
What do you do here on your days off?
Oh, I just walk around, you know, and stare at things. It's the cheapest city on earth.
You know what? In that regard, it is. In that regard,
all you need is the odd beer. You know what I mean?
Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I'd never get sick of that. It's a beautiful town. It's eternal. It never looks any different than this. But when you look at that, if you take all the extraneous applied ornamentation, advertising hoardings, etc., it's pretty timeless. You know, most of the buildings are kind of Spanish style with a flat roof and lavish fenestration, dictated by the climate and the early Spanish settlers, I guess.
Sure.
So the place and all the new builds seem to follow that template. In some strange way, you know, it's always modern, always the same, always modern for the last 50 years.
Yeah.
You know where I am now?
No.
I'm in the Mob Museum in Las Vegas.
The what?
The Mob Museum.
The
Mob Museum, yeah.
That sounds great.
Oh, it's incredible. It's in the old courthouse. So it's got a kind of weird, dysfunctional sentimentality about it. This is fantastic. On the sound stage. It's the best museum I've ever been to.
Have you ever been to
Salvador Dali place?
Is that in Vegas too?
No, that's in Figueres in northern Spain.
Whoops,
this place is the best. It's the second best museum I've ever seen. I've circumnavigated the globe 9 times, visiting museums all the way.
The Mafia Museum.
Yeah, on Stewart, East Stewart Avenue.
So you've been to Las Vegas
been here before. It's the thrill of a lifetime, Sean.
It is, isn't it? So you played the Hard Rock last night?
Yeah, me and Tom Rhodes. Mr. Rhodes. Very funny man. Extremely funny guy.
I'll have to see him.
He's no stranger to the comedy venues on the Strip. Ask anybody who knows anything. They'll tell you Tom Rhodes. One funny motherfucker.
You know, I took some questions from some friends a couple. One was kind of funny. A friend of mine who saw you at Polytechnic in Wolverhampton, a fellow named Dave Newton, who I've worked with, he saw you in 1980, and he wants to know if you remember the hula hoop joke.
Oh, yeah, I do. I certainly do. Yeah, that's a real joke. Do you have that term, shaggy dog story?
I don't think so.
It's a joke that takes up half a lifetime with an intentionally disappointing payoff line, which for some reason the British find very funny.
Are you a fan of you follow any American stand-up comedy?
Yeah, sure I do. I love American comedy. It's my favorite kind. From Bugs Bunny to the present day.
The joke you described reminds me a bit of Neil Hamburger. Have you heard of Neil Hamburger?
Neil Hamburger, yes, I do. I do. What's his name? Scott Fulcher. And I give him a piece of free advert. He wanted to know what to call his show.
Oh.
Right. What's his name? Neil Hamburger.
Yeah.
Neil Hamburger. So I said, Neil Hamburger, enjoy with relish. He said, I'll have that. Thank you very much. Thank
Perfect.
You very much, Doc.
Is he using it?
He did do, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
He said he was gonna. I don't know, I can't prove it. He said he was gonna, but you'd have to. I pity the fool that wouldn't use that line.
Absolutely. Especially coming from a PhD such as yourself.
Indeed.
Well, all right. I mean, I can let you go. Keep talking to you, man.
I got a date with Sam Giancana.
Oh, you mean the mafia boss?
Yeah, of course I do, yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for your time. What a great chat. What a fun thing for me to do, you know. A friend just called me up and was like,
too.
You want to interview John Cooper Clarke? I said, no! I was like, wait a minute, yes!
Am I going to see you at the El Rey, John?
Yes, you will. And every other time.
Oh, wow. You can't argue with that.
No, I'm, you know, I'm a fan. My biggest fear of this interview was it turning into a segment from the Chris Farley show. You know, you remember when you said that thing? That was awesome.
No, it never degenerated into anything like that, John. You're good at your job.
That's all you. Thank you.
If ever you need a reference letter.
From a doctor.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks.
Okay, man.
Yeah. Okay. See you later.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Right. Bye.
Nice one, John. Adios.